right at 4 o'clock right here on Texas Thunder Radio. Time now for our last area coaches show, the Alex Seidler Coaches Show, head coach and athletic director for the Sacred Heart Indians. It's brought to you by the Knights of Columbus, Council 2433.
Father Mathis KC, Council Number 2433 of Hallisville, would like to wish all the youth the best of luck. KC sponsors a variety of events, including the Texas State Championship Fielders Frolics. They also give back to the community with donations to the Sacred Heart School and Hallisville High School, the Catholic Church, Little League programs, and more. Hallisville KCs have a large area for year-round camping. For details, call 361-798-2311 or visit them online at kchall.com.
Welcome to the final edition of the 2023 Alex Seidler Coaches Show, head coach and athletic director for the Sacred Heart Indians. Well, Coach, not really sure what to say about that semifinal game. Lots of emotions and just sad to see the season end that way.
Yes, you know, what's the old saying? You know, when it rains, it pours. That's kind of what it did on Friday afternoon. Unfortunately, kind of everything and anything that could go wrong went wrong, really from the opening kickoff. They started the game with an onside kick, and unfortunately we weren't able to execute and come up with the recovery. It's something that we worked throughout the week and thought we were prepared for it. We knew it was coming, but unfortunately, like I said, we didn't execute. They were able to not only steal a possession right off the bat, but they were able to seize the momentum as well, and took it down and scored. And, you know, then they kicked back off to us. We executed the second time around, recovered the kick, and had a good little drive going. And then we turn it over, we throw an interception, and then they take it down and score again. So it was 14-0 there halfway through the first quarter. Just really never got our feet underneath us. Unfortunately, we suffered some serious injuries, several serious injuries in the first half. Hudson Kutak went down with a severe concussion. Andrew Stefik re-aggravated his collarbone injury that he suffered previously in the St. Paul game, and then Brady Haas suffered a torn MCL and torn meniscus as well. So we ended up, we were on our four-string quarterback before the first half even ended. So, you know, it's just very, very tough. We had injuries. We had turnovers, costly penalties, and, you know, things just didn't go our way. I was extremely devastated for our kids at halftime, just devastated for the entire Sacred Heart family. You know, we've been working at this since May, and it was always the goal of this team to play December football, to play for it all, with a chance to win it all, and just to see it end up like that was just heartbreaking. But yeah, I'm thankful to report that Andrew and Hudson and Brady, all of them are going to make full recoveries. They all have different timelines towards recovery, but very, very thankful that God's going to pull them through this. Hudson's injury was particularly scary. He was had to be taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital. He was unconscious there for a little bit, and you know, it was just an extremely scary situation. And to hear the Sacred Heart family openly, you know, praying in unison for Hudson, while we were all out on the field for him, it was just an extremely special and unique moment. Truly, one family, one tribe, pulling together and doing everything they could to support that young man during that difficult time. So, you know, very, very difficult to end the season that way. But, you know, God is good and God is faithful, and he was faithful to us all year long. And he's good and he's faithful regardless whether you win or you lose. So 11-1 at the end of the day is nothing to sneeze at. To our seniors, I'm just incredibly thankful and grateful for them. For our six seniors, extremely special bunch. They led this team all year long and did it with a high level of character. And, you know, they led by example all year long, not only with their character, but with their work ethic and their leadership qualities. So I'm really, really, really going to miss those guys. But the future is bright. I just told them all after the game. I just said, you know what, it didn't work out like we had all hoped. Weren't quite able to achieve the goal that we had set way back in May. But, you know, this team accomplished so much throughout the season. Having a perfect regular season, being district champs, winning a big playoff game against Munster. So, you know, they accomplished so much, and they earned it, and they earned it out on the field all year long. And, you know, I just couldn't be prouder of them. And, you know, nobody can take their accomplishments away. They worked hard for it. And like I said, they earned it on the field all year. And nobody can take away what they accomplished this year. So just extremely proud of them. The future's bright. And, you know, this team this year really set a sound, firm foundation for future teams down the line. There were so many little eyes on this team this year. And, you know, I visit with the little ones out on the playground and I talk to them. And, you know, they're just so excited. And they're so excited to be able to watch this team and see how they were doing out on the field and just had a great interest. And, you know, they all want to, you know, so many of them, they all want to kick the ball, punt the ball like Nick Angerstein one day. They want to throw the ball like Andrew Steffick one day. They want to run the ball like Brady Haas one day. So, you know, it's just really, really cool stuff. And I told the team after the game, I said, look, you affected so many people in such a positive way, people that you may not even know or correlate much with. And, you know, it's so much bigger than y'all. And I believe they realize that. And, you know, it was a very, very special season. It was a wonderful journey. It was a great ride. And it's something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Coach, you're talking about the future of this team. Lots of guys having to step up in the second half of the game on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, at halftime, you know, I told the team in the locker room, obviously it was emotional. You know, we had just suffered a major gut punch in the first half, you know, obviously with all the injuries to key players. And, you know, we were down big. We're down 22-3. And I just told the team, I said, look, I don't care what the scoreboard says right now. I don't care what the score says. But what I do care about is how y'all finish this season. And, you know, it's important that y'all finish this season as a team, finish it with unity, with togetherness, and finish it like the champions y'all are, because they are champions. And even though this didn't end up in a state championship, you know, this year with winning a state championship, they're still champions, you know, they're district champions. And, you know, had a fantastic season. And you know, that second half just reflected the character of the team. They came together. They competed hard. You know, they gave it their best effort. And they finished strong. They finished strong despite the adverse circumstances that they faced. So that was a direct reflection of the character of this team shining brightly in that second half. You know, the character that this team exhibited all year long was That was a prime example of it in the second half.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you for your time each and every week talking to us. It's been a delight to watch these boys this season.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you to Texas Thunder Radio for broadcasting our games. And, you know, it's been a pleasure visiting with you and spending time with you. And, you know, I look forward to many of these in the future. And just want to say, you know, I just want to give thanks to God. And I just want to say how thankful I am for these boys, for our team, for the ride and the journey that they took us all on. And just want to say how thankful and grateful I am for the entire Sacred Heart family and, you know, our wonderful community here in Hallettsville. So looking forward to what the future holds. And I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday season and a blessed Christmas coming up.
Thank you, Coach. You've been listening to the Alex Seidler Coaches Show on Texas Thunder Radio.
Father Mathis KC Council number 2433 of Hallettsville would like to wish all the youth the best of luck. KC sponsors a variety of events, including the Texas State Championship Fielders Frolics. They also give back to the community with donations to the Sacred Heart School and Hallettsville High School, the Catholic Church, Little League programs, and more. The Hallettsville KCs have a large area for year-round camping. For details, call 361-798-2311 or visit them online at kchall.com.
And the Alex Seidler Coaches Show brought to you by the Knights of Columbus Council 2433. Well, that closes out the Texas Thunder Radio football season. We thank you for listening and following all our teams this year. You can follow us on our next sports adventure online at txthunderradio.com. Here's Cole Swindell. Drink a bye.
So I started drinking. Bartender, pour anything you want on ice. I got a song, and it goes like Jack, Jim, Key Lime, apple pie. This is my getting over her till I'm passed out. Drink a bye.
up your rear view. Oh yeah, I'm got me the first time too. Got your first taste from the lips of a bottle. You couldn't put it down, thinking nobody could stop you. The sun came up not a moment too soon. Oh yeah, I'm got me the first time too. Got me the first time, won't be the last time. Should've known better, what's better than a good time? Sometimes there's some things you're just gonna do. Oh yeah, got me the first time too. Came swinging through the door with her diamonds and her pearls. Threw you a wink and wrecked your little honky-tonk world. Know just what you're thinking, and you better think it through. Oh yeah, I'm got me the first time too. Got me the first time, won't be the last time. Should've known better, what's better than a good time? Sometimes there's some things you're just gonna do. Oh yeah, I'm got me the first time too. Just gonna do. Oh yeah, I'm got me the first time. Got me the first time. Got me the first time too.
Sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, and I ain't got no friends to wish me greetings, greetings once again. Choirs will be singing. Yeah, singing silent night, Christmas carols by soft candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Yeah, please come home for Christmas. If not Christmas, then how about New Year's night? Salutations, just as sure as the stars shine above. But this is Christmas. Yeah, honey, this is Christmas. It's the time of year. You got to be with the ones you love. Tell me you'll never roam. Christmas and New Year is gone.